Now, I've dwelt on the case of Christianity, especially that of the Roman Catholic Church, because it provides us with the most prominent example of power creeping into religion, that is to say, into a universal religion. But one shouldn't think that this sort of thing has happened only in the case of Christianity. It's happened with other religions too. We find it in the present as well as in the past, in the East as well as in the West. And if we look around, we can see it happening even in Buddhist circles, albeit in subtler forms. But there's no time to go into that now. I want to get back now to the question which I asked a little while ago. The question, what is the principle that governs the spiritual community? The principle of which the spiritual community is the embodiment. The principle that governs the group is, of course, power. So what corresponds to this in the case of the spiritual community? In discussing theism, I spoke of a God of power and a God of love. So perhaps one could say that the principle that governs the spiritual community is love. But the English word love is really much too ambiguous. One might even say that the English word love is a treacherously ambiguous word. So-called love, only too often, is a form of power. So let us look into the matter just a little more closely, briefly. We could perhaps say that the principle that governs the spiritual community is what in Buddhism is called metta in Pali, or maitri in Sanskrit, friendliness raised to the highest possible power. Certainly, there can be no spiritual community without metta, without maitri, without friendliness. When we feel maitri, when we feel friendliness towards others, we see them as individuals. We treat them as individuals. Many of us know this from our own experience of the metta bhavana practice, the practice of developing friendliness in a systematic manner as a sort of meditation practice. We could even say that positive emotion itself constitutes the principle of the spiritual community. Not only metta, not only friendliness, but karuna, that is to say, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, and upeksha, peace, as well as sadha, faith and devotion. We could say that all these positive, all these sublime, uplifting, inspiriting, positive emotions constitute the principle that governs the spiritual community. But even that is not enough. There's a sort of, we may say, metaphysical dimension missing, a transcendental dimension missing. And only that metaphysical, only that transcendental dimension can permanently sustain the spiritual, including the spiritual community. So perhaps one could say that the principle that governs the spiritual community is Maha Maitri or Maha Karuna, that is to say, the great friendliness, the great compassion. In other words, friendliness and compassion conjoined with wisdom, conjoined with prajna, transcendental wisdom. And in that case, the principle that governs the spiritual community is nothing less than what we call the bodhicitta, the one, as it were, cosmic will to enlightenment reflected in the hearts and minds of all individuals that make up the spiritual community. Now, it's very difficult for us to imagine a community like this, a community of this sort, in its fullness, a community dominated by, if that is the right word, governed by, imbued by the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment. But perhaps we do have some experience of it, from time to time, at least to a limited extent. Most of us, most of the time, are accustomed to functioning within a group, whether that group is the family, the firm, the trades union, the tribe, the caste, the class, the state. We're accustomed to functioning within a group. We're accustomed to relating in terms of power, which is not just always direct naked power, but which includes things like force, fraud, exploitation, manipulation. Those are the terms in which or with which we usually relate. But that must all be changed. We must learn to relate in terms of metta, friendliness, and karuna, compassion, even in terms of maha, maitri, and Maha Karuna, the great friendliness and the great compassion, must learn to relate in terms of, on the basis of, the bodhicitta, immanent in each and every one, immanent in each individual, relate to one another as individuals in terms of that, on that transcendental compassion come wisdom basis.